Well, Longford Slashers are the 2010 senior champions in Longford after an 11-point to 1-5 victory over Drumard in Sunday's final in Pierce Park. Now, Slashers led by 8-2 at the break and were always in control of the game. That lead after 22 minutes of the second half was 10-3. Slashers were cruising to victory, but then Cian Mimna added a goal and a point for Drumard to get them right back into the game. James E. Martin left just 2 points in it when he pointed a free after 29 minutes, but it was left to Colm Smith to put over a free for Slashers to steady the nerves towards the end of the game and seal the victory. 11-1-5 it finished. Well, now let's get some reaction to Sunday's final. We'll start with the Slashers manager, Dennis Connerton.
Drumar didn't get the start that they wanted, but we got the start, and that was very important to us, and we settled down. Second half was serious non-event. There was very little happened in the second half. I think both teams struggled to score, and eventually there was a couple of points scored. The late goal, of course, it made it very exciting in the finish, but I thought overall that Slashers really deserved victory today.
There was something missing in that county final. It was very lacklustre or something. You were leading 8-2. It looked like a foregone conclusion, but boy did it change at the end.
It's very hard, I suppose, when you're leading to keep going and keep going and keep going. It was just one of those days. It didn't really happen for Drumara today, and Slashers were very hungry. 16 years since they won a title, and all that hunger was brought in the park today, and it was very important for them that they brought that hunger out there, and they most certainly deserved their victory. You know, they've been outstanding right throughout the championship, and I'm delighted that the Slashers guys got just rewards. They've been so close on so many different occasions.
Maybe a difference about Slashers today was a defensive effort, which you know, there was numbers there at the back when they were needed.
Yeah, well, we've got three intercounty players in our back line in Barry Gillard and Dermot and Paul Kelly, and that makes an awful difference. You know, they are very good footballers, outstanding players, and of course David got man of the match today and he did very well, but all over the park I thought Slashers had players that were outstanding. The performances were really super today.
Well, Dermot Brady is the Longford Slashers captain. He gave me his views after the game. Dermot, you got to lift the Sean Connolly Cup the 50th time it was presented. How are you feeling?
It's a very proud moment for me. I'm just delighted to accept it on behalf of the players. They all put in a big effort, so it was down to the whole 35 of us that was on the panel.
We were talking about the sort of game it was. Slashers leading 8-2. It looked like a done deal. But then, what happened? You know, the Drumar came right back into it.
Oh, they came back. That's the sign of a great team, you know. They come from the country. They never say die attitude. And we just couldn't get scores in the second half. And next minute, they got a goal, you know. And like, they kept fighting till the bitter end.
If there was one difference of that Slashers performance today that I noticed from the press box anyway, defending in numbers. There was no ball given up on from 10 yards away.
Yeah, we defended well, you know. We've been a very good back line all championships. So we conceded a goal this match. It's the first one for the championship. So, but sure, look, we let it go and we won the match, you know.
That's right. Doesn't matter now. Overall, I suppose many people had Slashers as favourites from way out. Drumard were without Francie McGee today. So there's plenty of maybe people to stand back and say, well, this was an easy one to call. It never is it?
It's never easy. Look, at Francie McGee was an awful loss to Drumard. But sure, look, at what can you do? We just stepped up to the plate today, and sure, we knew they were going to be hard beaten, which they were in the end. I know they didn't just play overly well throughout, but they never give up, and like, we're just delighted I've got the win at the end of the day.
Well, lastly, let's hear from a very disappointed Drumard manager, Sean Hagan. He gave us his views after the game.
Well, we targeted a good start and we didn't get it, and unfortunately we just didn't turn up on the day for some reason, especially in the first half. I suppose we held our own in the second half, but the damage was done, as you say, in the first half, Denise.
When you look back, second half you played very well, but Slash's defence were, you know, when you think of it, the amount of pressure put on them, Slash's defence stood still.
Oh yeah, they played well. Like, we knew we were coming in here for a serious battle today, and unfortunately, I suppose Frankie's loss was probably huge, because we missed freeze today. They probably would have kept us in the game too, but that's the way it goes. We don't begrudge Slashers on victory.
Sean Hagan there, the Drumard manager. So, Longford Slashers are the champions in Longford for 2010, beating Drumard on a final scoreline of 11-1-5 in Sunday's final in Pierce Park. They now go on to represent Longford in the Leinster Championship, where they'll play the champions of Westmeath.